Khalil bin Ahmad Nahwi says that the one will come to you to tell about someone. He will also tell about you in front of others. And the one will bring news of others to you. He will also give your news to others. For example, you're sitting in the office and someone comes, "Oh, you know about Zahid? What did he do or what did he say? He started mentioning faults." Now think, the one who can come to you and talk ill about Zahid, well, think honestly, can't he go to Zahid and talk ill about you? Or he can't go to someone else to mention your faults? This is his nature. You have to understand that person's nature. You have to judge that. So dear viewers, try to recognize those who do such gossip and discussions. Let me ask from tale-teller, what is your problem? Why do you talk ill about people, their personal life, their families, their daughters, children, their household? Why do you do that? Why do you talk about their personal affairs with their neighbors? And unfortunately, this tale-teller, he has just eaten from their house. He had a food there. And now he's slandering same people. He's talking ill about their hospitality and food. What a shame. You know, we have a slogan, thief of a love is a tale-teller. Tale-tellers cause fights, quarrels. They say one thing to you and something else to others. Sometimes there is a jealousy factor. Because of jealousy, a tale-teller does not want that one makes friendship with others. He causes quarrels to separate two friends. And he does not want one to go and mingle up with others and make friendship. He defames the one he is jealous of. Because he knows this person is not going to bother to reconfirm and will believe whatever I say. And now let's talk about our problem. Now, if someone comes to us and talks about someone's household or talks ill about him, even we don't bother to reconfirm what someone said to us. We pass on to others. Whenever we meet, we start telling them, "We heard about someone like this." This is our attitude, isn't it? Now, question is, was your source of information authentic? You heard from a tale-teller, and tale-teller is fasik, a sinner. The news of a sinner is not authentic. So remember, and yes, those that talk like this, I'm also addressing you. If you are tale-telling, then remember, the saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is, a tale-teller will not enter paradise. Try and recognize these tale-tellers. Recognize those who mention others' faults. Recognize they destroy peace of households. It is stressed in Islam to look at good qualities. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said to men, if you see any fault in your wife, then also look at her good qualities. If you see any fault, then you should also look at good qualities of her. If you try and see good qualities in someone, of course you will find many. They are there. So if any eye cannot find any goodness, then it is just like that fly which only sits on filth and garbage. That's its nature. So I request you, please, for the sake of Allah, do not make your life difficult. Don't do that. And try to get rid of these people. Tale-tellers. You will ask, how can we get rid of them? Put no lift board. Ignore them. He will understand that I won't be successful here. But for this, first of all, you'll have to become serious yourself. Make your mind first that I will not hang around with them, talk, sit or eat with them. I'll quit their company. I will neither listen nor believe them. Inshallah, you will have peace in your life.